those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network. I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
And our opinions are valid. So, what are we going to talk about tonight, Qualler?
Well, television.
To start with television.
Tonight, we're going to talk about television, as opposed to all those other nights.
So we're off to a good start, I think.
It's wacky. It's wacky. It's funny because we're a TV podcast, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're recording this right after watching a brand new episode of Game of Thrones.
The fourth episode of season three.
It's already the fourth episode?
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
Yeah. Things happen fast.
I remember when it felt like this day would never come.
The fourth episode of Game of Thrones of season three?
No, I just remember when they would say Game of Thrones premiering March 31st, and I thought March 31st is a million years away, and it's never, ever, ever going to come. But now we're already into the fourth episode, and we have been watching them weekly, and we're also going to talk a little bit about, is it also the fourth episode, or the third episode?
Just the second episode.
Second episode of Veep.
Of Veep. So, basically, these are the only TV shows we're watching right now.
Well, I'm trying to think about that, and I feel like I watch a lot of, television.
But yeah.
It's true that when I sit and think, like, what shows do I watch that are worth talking about on the internet?
Well, I feel like we've gotten into a habit of, we're both, by the time that we are ready to watch television, it's like
nighttime.
10:30, and so it ends up being like, let's watch Friends on Nick at Night, which we've realized is totally targeted completely at our demographic now. Like, Nick at Night is like us. Like,
young
Nick at Night
married
is
people with either one kid or expecting a kid.
Right. Even, like, first of all, the programming, which is only Friends. The only thing they show at the time that we turn the TV on is Friends.
Right, so the perfect sweet spot of time after you're done with your work.
Yeah.
And, like, the one hour before you go to bed. So
which
from, like,
now you go to bed at, like,
11 at
the
latest.
11 at the latest.
We're talking Friday night.
Older. Yeah, even on a Friday night, doesn't matter. Right.
So from 10 to 11, we watch Friends, and we're like, oh, I remember this episode.
Mm.
And I also feel like quality.
And
they're,
like, advertisements for, like, whole life insurance, which kind of tricks you. Yeah, for babies.
Gerber life
insurance. Yeah.
But, like, also, like, I always appreciate, because, like, Qualler, I feel like you're not really a laugher when we watch TV.
Mm.
But you laugh a lot when we watch Friends.
Chandler,
you laugh
is
out loud more when we watch Friends than maybe any other
Chandler
show.
Chandler is really, they have funny banter.
It's we watch it tonight?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, actually.
Let's wrap this up so we can watch an ep of Friends.
Once we're done with this episode, let's watch some Friends. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I watch a lot of Bravo, but I kind of mostly have it on in the background when I'm home alone doing other work.
Yeah,
so
and
that
I watch
it feels
a lot
like
of,
so it feels like I'm at a coffee shop.
Yeah, and I watch a lot of sports.
So
we're really terrible. What we're learning tonight so far is we're really terrible hosts of a TV podcast, but that's okay.
Well, it's because we're not so young anymore.
Yeah.
What about Vampire Diaries? We need to get back on that.
Yeah, we have a lot of we haven't watched that since.
We watch a lot of movies on the TV.
Yeah, we've watched more movies lately.
And I watch
and Cheers on
Dawson's
Netflix.
Creek. I still
of
watch a lot of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, and Cheers on Netflix.
Of course,
instant streaming.
And you know, okay, so here's a new thing before we get into what we're actually going to talk about.
Okay,
Married to Medicine on Bravo, new series. And I remember seeing previews, and I was like, "Oh, that's the worst! I'll never watch that." I kind of like it.
What makes it different than like
nothing?
Anything?
What do you mean?
Okay.
The medical community is tangentially involved in this one.
Okay. All right. Sure.
So.
Okay.
There we go.
It's the Bravo show. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like some of the characters.
Okay. That's fair. So, Game of Thrones, season three, based on the third book of the Song of Ice and Fire series. It's not called the Game of Thrones series of books. It's called A Song of Ice and Fire series. And see, it's based on A Storm of Swords.
Okay. Well, anyway, tonight's episode number four, is probably the most badass we've seen.
Yeah.
And it pretty much, and most of it came to, so what I like about Game of Thrones, but also, like, sometimes, and I haven't paid attention enough to know, or I haven't thought about this enough while I'm watching it to know for sure if this is a consistent pacing of the show, but it seems like they save all the really awesome stuff for the end, mm-hmm. which is usually Daenerys' plotline.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of the Game of Thrones, it's like, oh, okay, we're doing this, and Marjorie's kind of talking, and, like, the spiders having a conversation. I still enjoy all of that, but it's like, a slow build. And then I feel like the final scenes often will be, like, Daenerys does something totally fucking awesome.
Of
episodes.
Of episodes? Okay.
Yeah. Like, if a really awesome Daenerys plot is gonna happen, they put it at the end of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, I guess smart, because, like, what else are you gonna do? Like, you know, if you have it at the beginning, then nothing else.
Right. Right. Well, cool. So, are you a fan of the other things that are happening in this season?
Yes, definitely. Daenerys? If they had taken out the Daenerys part of the episode, I still would have enjoyed the episode.
Mm.
But, like, when they end it with such a awesome thing,
yeah,
then it's like I forget all, then all, then everything else by comparison seems really lame.
Well, and to be I mean, I don't think we're really disagreeing on anything here, but I think particularly tonight's episode ended with what, like, one of the two Daenerys scenes in all of the books that were, like, one of my two favorite, like, mm-hmm. Daenerys scenes of all of the books in general. Okay, maybe one of the three.
Okay.
So the first was in the books that translated really well to the series was the hatching of the dragons, mm-hmm. obviously, at the end of book one. And mm-hmm. I think the series handled this really well. And then the second was this particular scene. And I was like, I had figured that tonight was going to be the episode where she got her army and
Spoiler? Totally tricked. Are we supposed to, I guess that's obvious.
Yeah, we're talking, yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, we're talking about Game of Thrones, episode 4. I had a feeling it was going to be what happened, which was her getting her army and also, like, being all, like, check it out, you are not my master, you asshole man, and my dragon still loves me, and obviously he can just breathe fire on you and also get her army, like, that was, like, I remember reading that in the books and just being, like, Daenerys, you are the coolest.
She's, like, a superhero.
Person. Yeah, you it's said like, that earlier.
Or it's like watching, like, Batman, this animated series, where, like, every episode, like, you know Batman's gonna come out okay.
Right.
But it's stronger than Batman.
Because it's a...
She's, like, Wonder
she's
Woman.
She's not only
but better.
Cool, but, like, she's also developing these inklings to become, like, the savior of all people.
Yeah.
So, like, so it's grander than Batman, even. And what's yeah. amazing is, like, I think one thing that the show is continuing to do well is, like, is pace itself so that it is developing a grander and grander scale. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it's hard to see that, especially watching it week by week, because week by week, I think you kind of miss, you don't see the forest for the trees as much because you only see, like, certain segments of things that I think play better when you watch them, kind of binge watch them.
Yeah, I generally agree with that with this series, but, like, I think when we recently rewatched seasons 1 and 2, like, I don't remember loving season 2 as much while we were watching it.
Mm.
I mean, that's silly because I still, like, it was still, like, one of my favorite shows to watch.
No, I know what you mean, though.
But, like, yeah. Watching it all at once,
yeah,
it was like, oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I've actually really enjoyed so far watching this season.
Yeah.
1 week at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I actually feel like the pacing of this season has maybe been a little bit better for week-to-week viewing than...
Yeah.
Like, it's less just building up to one major thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's more stuff that happens in each episode.
Yeah. In a way, it's... this season, and in particular, is a lot more... It's a lot more wide-ranging than even the second season, because there's the characters are just so much more far apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first season, in a lot of ways, was very relatable or easy to follow, or easier to follow, I should say, because most of it was centered on the Starks and the Lannisters.
Yeah.
And now we have so many more pieces in play that... sometimes I see, I feel like this season has still been good, but I feel like for me, it's been hard to watch it week by week because, you know, like an episode last week, I felt like was really scattershot where we only got a few minutes of every character.
Mm.
Whereas tonight, like it was a fairly tight focus on Brienne and Jamie.
But I feel like they had a lot of Marjorie and...
Yes, but I mean, there were like three or four things that they focused on, and then they didn't even touch on, like, Jon Snow at all this week. Or like, you know, or, so, like, they were... So they... It was,
Catelyn Stark.
It was, yeah, it was... Right. It was, like, a narrower focus, which I feel like, in general... benefits episodes when they don't check in on absolutely everybody.
Yeah, that's true. They do. I mean, they still have, like, there's a throw in an Arya scene.
Yeah.
And, like, throw in the...
Well, yeah.
And then they had the really, like... Okay, so I don't read the books, so I was, like, shocked when, right before the Daenerys scene, was it right before?
Mm-hmm.
That they were at,
Craster's Keep.
Yeah, and, like, everything just totally went, like, insane.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the Night's Watch just started, like, turning on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed Craster and, like, killed the old man.
And Gior Mormont.
Like, I was just like, what the f-?
Yeah.
Also, like, okay, so here's maybe from holdover from last season that I don't remember, even though we just rewatched it or didn't understand it. I don't understand why the Night's Watch are there and not at the, like, who's at the wall, right? There are still some, there's lots of them, right? So there are some people at the wall still.
They're at the wall.
Is Craster really close to the wall?
Yeah.
But why are they at his house and not at the actual wall? Like, why are they at his house? I just didn't understand why they were there again.
That's a good question.
What are they doing? Like, I know they went out to look for some guys because they're, like, someone
was,
like, missing.
Well, that's what John is doing.
Well, they all kind of went out, and or some of them went further.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... I don't remember what the rest of them are doing, like, wandering around.
Well, okay, so John is with the Wildlings.
I know about John, but, like, the rest of them, like...
They're back at the wall, which is... The house is, like, is Craster's Keep, which is on the wall.
But why... If they're all, like, starving, why don't they just go to their place where they have all their food?
Because he's not letting them have his food.
But that's his food. Don't they have their own food?
No, they're all starving because winter is coming.
The Night's Watch weren't prepared for that?
They have a whole bunch of food, but they are... The Craster is not letting them eat it. He's eating it himself.
Why is Craster in control of their food?
It doesn't matter now because he's dead.
Well, it does matter. I want to know about that. Okay, viewers, listeners.
I'll look it up and...
Tweet at us and let us know.
No, just look at it.
Why does that make you sad?
I'm not sad. I just...
Maybe it's not important. I just didn't understand that.
Okay, yeah.
I also didn't understand that his house was so close to the wall. I thought it was, like, a stop far away when they were out traveling.
No, because that's where they've been, like, throughout the entire series.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't really understand that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad that Samwell and that one lady and her baby escaped.
Gilly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah,
but
that's
I was
than the books,
shocked that they all started just, like, stabbing each other.
So did you get any kind of, like,
felt to me like it kind of came out of nowhere, but maybe because they didn't, like, watching the show and not having read the books, I didn't really get that they were all, like, it seemed like they went from zero to starving.
So do you think that, so,
and like all
that's
sudden,
interesting. So did you not get from the scenes that were there that, like, they were all really pissed off throughout this whole time?
Not throughout this whole time, just in this episode I got that.
Yeah, I mean, I think this episode kind of
But this
way,
one,
it, like,
in one episode it seems
lot.
Like it go, like, just that the Men of the Night's Watch would have so much, like, so into, like, the rules and stuff. Mm. And, like, who's in charge, that it seemed weird to just, within this, like, one episode, to go from that to, like, fuck it, we're just all gonna start stabbing each other. Yeah. I mean, I guess a lot of the Night's Watch people are not necessarily men of honor.
Well, no, they're not at all. I mean, they're, that's the point of them.
But, to, I don't know, just, I was surprised. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
When that happened, so.
Yeah.
Anywho, but I'm kind of, I don't know, glad they killed that guy, because he was kind of a creepazoid.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah,
what do you think of Tyrion lately?
Not a lot of play.
Yeah.
For Tyrion lately.
Yeah.
It's like, he's trying to find out why his sister wants to have him killed, and maybe his dad tried to have him killed, and no one's really helping him. I'm more interested in Margaery. So, this is, like, Sansa is kind of, like, super boring, and I didn't really like her at all in the first season until the end.
Right.
But, like, now I'm, like, as far as, like, everyone in that location, like, the only people I care about are Tyrion and Sansa.
You don't care about Margaery at all? You're not interested in what I'm interested Margaery
in,
is doing?
No, I care about in terms of, like, so I don't mean in terms of a viewer watching something.
Mm-hmm.
Care about in terms of, like,
you want
if they were
them
my friends,
to be
the ones that I, like,
all right.
like.
Right.
Tyrion and like, and I don't know why I feel so invested in Sansa.
Well, because she's
I guess
a star.
I like the spider. Like, I actually want him to not get killed. Because he seems like a good guy. Should I not feel that? I don't know.
I don't know. I just like to hear your.
But I like Sansa, and like the reason like Margaery makes me nervous is I don't want her to trick Sansa, because Sansa's just so like. I don't understand how, after all this stuff that she's been through, and, like, sometimes there'll be scenes where it's clear that she, like, is afraid and realizes she can't trust anyone, but then, like, I feel like she's too quick to, like...
Well, yeah.
...mind she's be like, friends with Margaery, maybe just because Margaery's the first person who's been nice to her.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah, I think it has to do with that, and I think it's, she's like a kid, basically, and her nature is a lot different than... like, Arya's nature. Arya's always been, like, spunky and, like, a fighter and, like, fiercely independent. And Sansa's always been, I don't know, like, motivated by what others think of her.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is interesting in the context of her and Margaery now becoming friends. Of, like, where's that gonna go? Where is that gonna take us? You know?
I also know what I mean? I wanna like Margaery.
Uh-huh.
But I also, like, you can see how manipulative she is.
Yeah.
But also, like, the only person that we know for sure, as at least with the TV show, that the only person that we know she's manipulating is Joffrey.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, can you fault someone for being manipulative with Joffrey? Because, like, how else are you with Joffrey? Because Joffrey's horrible.
Sure.
And, like, Sansa basically said in that one scene with her and her grandmother, like, he's a horrible monster.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, Margaery, I'm thinking if I could go inside of Margaery's narrative, it would be like, okay, this guy's horrible. How do I appeal to that? Because I'm smart enough to know that, like, it's me against the world and I don't want to get screwed over or beat up or whatever, right?
Right, right.
So, like, I want to kind of, like, respect Margaery for how she's handling Joffrey.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care that she screws over the Lannisters.
Yeah.
But, like, I also, like, it makes me not trust Margaery with Sansa.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, like, Margaery, she said it herself in season two, like, she doesn't want to be a queen, she wants to be the queen. So right. She's, like, very driven and kind of no scruples.
Yeah, except also, like... So you get that in, like, glimpses of her, but also, like, she hasn't actually done anything unscrupulous yet. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so, like, but you feel like she might.
Right, you feel like she might, but it also, like, kind of, you don't want to, like, hang her before the crime is committed. Is that
I don't think anyone would want to hang her.
No, I don't know where that happened.
Is that a saying?
I've been watching, like, Justified. I haven't, but... watching commercials for Justified. No, but, like, I am thinking... Because it's like, well, maybe she wouldn't be a horrible... Like, so far, she's given indication that she would actually be a good queen. Because she's kind of reaching out to the people. I mean,
I think she's
more than anyone else that the
I don't think she's necessarily a good queen in the way that Daenerys is obviously going to be
a
good queen.
No, but she's a better queen than, like, Cersei.
Well,
seems to be, because Cersei doesn't seem to give a shit about
But
anything.
I think she is, in the sense of, like, she's better at catapulting herself to the top.
Yeah.
I don't think she's necessarily, like, any better for, like, the common person in Game of Thrones.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant, like, she's, like, savvy.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Like, she's a good politician, but also, like, she hasn't done anything that shows that she would be, like, great for the people, but she hasn't done anything to indicate that she would be any worse than anyone else. So obviously Daenerys is the obvious choice. But just because of that, I feel like I keep finding myself being like, ooh, Marjorie's obviously a bad guy. But then I'm like, I don't know what I'm really basing that on.
Well, and I think one thing the show has done really well throughout its series is clearly Cersei is not a good character.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, good and bad
guys are not so black and
white. Yeah, but the only character who's like truly evil is like Joffrey and probably Tywin.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you feel like,
I don't feel like Littlefinger has any redeeming
qualities. Yeah, he's pretty
bad.
I really, really liked the scene tonight between Tywin and Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was something that was in the books, but I feel like it was, I feel like it, that scene really like encapsulated a lot of what was described really in like paragraph and over paragraph, but like described much more succinctly and just as effectively of like the sheer like kind of like terror that
television can do.
Right, exactly. Like the kind of the sheer like power that Tywin has over his kids, and like that, like just seeing that makes you feel a little bit sympathetic for Cersei, even though she's done a lot of horrible things. Like,
I started feeling sympathetic for Cersei during the Blackwater episode.
Yeah, but like, but this like shows more layers to her character and like why she would be the way that she is and why all of the Lannisters are the way that they are. Mm-hmm. And it always starts with the parents who effed you up.
I know. So what are we gonna not do for our kid to make sure that he doesn't turn out like Joffrey?
Well, I already told you that I was only gonna talk to my future kids like the way that Tywin talks to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that
so
means
mostly,
like
mostly
I'll
not
mostly
making
be
eye contact.
Mostly not be making eye contact and mostly be like writing things with a feather quill.
Mm-hmm.
And
hardly paying attention.
Hardly paying attention, and when I say anything, it's usually something like extremely cutting and like intended to like bring you down.
And whenever you look at them, it ranges between like mild disregard and like full out contempt.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Father of the year, Tywin Lannister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll say.
So, predictions. Where's this season going? I obviously know where it's going.
I think Daenerys is going to get more and more powerful.
Okay.
Daenerys' storyline seems so obvious just because...
She's got to run into some problems, though.
She's run into problems, and so far she's kicked each one in its ass.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I actually don't know what's going to happen with Jaime. Mm. I'm a little worried that Jaime's going to die.
That's all I have to say. What about like Arya and like what she's up to with these, this brotherhood without banners?
I have no idea.
I don't
really understand them. Like, they seemed like good guys, and then they started talking about serving the Lord of Light, and that's like the one who...
Right, that's what Melisandre
is into. So that made me kind of nervous.
But then that makes you think, like, maybe Stannis isn't so bad because these people also worship the Lord of Light.
But Melisandre seems pretty bad.
Yeah, but then, like, last week, it was she had that whole scene where...
She threw that guy, his friend, in the dungeon.
Was that last week?
Or 2 weeks ago.
Okay, but last week, she was all like, I know that you're horny, Stannis, but I'm not going to have sex with you because your quote-unquote fire isn't working as well, which just means penis.
So what does that make her any better?
I don't know. Like, it made her... it doesn't make her, like, good or bad, but it makes her, like... less like a weird sorceress and more
I would
like...
disagree with that.
okay.
All right. She seems bad. Stannis seems bad.
I really have enjoyed Brienne and Jaime's.
Yeah. I like Jaime. I like that Jaime likes Brienne.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. That he obviously, like, respects her and, like, right. Doesn't want her to get hurt.
Yeah.
So I want them to turn out okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Catelyn's going anywhere good.
Mm.
I think she'll be dead before long.
Yeah.
I think she, like, since Ned Stark has died,
mm-hmm.
since his death, like, all of, like, season two was kind of, like, her, like, decline
mm-hmm.
as a character in terms of someone with, like, a firm, ethical, moral,
mm-hmm.
like, standing. Like, I feel right. like she's getting more and more consumed with, like, revenge.
Right.
And, like, instead of, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she's becoming a less likable character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I am nervous that it's not heading anywhere good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's gonna happen with
Rob.
I don't know what's gonna happen with Arya. I mean, Of the characters that I feel are safe, in terms of, like, the characters that I would be really surprised if they got killed,
mm-hmm.
the only three are Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's so, I don't know, like...
He's Peter Dinklage.
Tyrion because of,
Emmy
like,
Award winner.
Even if he, and I haven't read the books again, but, like, even if, like, his character was supposed to die in the books, I feel like...
Yeah.
He's so good for the show, they would rewrite that.
Yeah, probably.
And then, like, the other ones that I feel I would be super surprised if anything happened to them would be Arya and Daenerys.
Yeah.
Like, those are the three that I feel like everyone else, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but those three I think have to end up... And Jon Snow. I would be surprised if Jon Snow died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm reading the fifth book right now, so... Okay. The reason I say that is I'm reading the fifth book and I still am waiting for something to happen to Bran.
Oh yeah, Bran.
So.
And like, it's okay, so he's got magic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A three-eyed crow. There's some movement in the books.
For how extraordinary his powers are, his like storyline is so boring.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I appreciate, like, the series.
And Hodor. We haven't seen Hodor in a while.
Yeah. I appreciate in the series that they are taking a more mystical kind of approach to his powers.
Mm-hmm.
And the scenes where he's dreaming about his powers are a lot more kind of dream-like.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't go anywhere, I at least, like, kind of enjoy those scenes.
Yeah.
In general, the atmosphere and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just feel like, even, and like, this, it's the same in the books. It's like, I just feel like, what's happening? Is anything gonna happen? Anything.
Yeah.
Just anything at all.
I don't know what's gonna happen to Cersei.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know where she's going. Cersei and Jaime are the ones that I'm most like.
You're concerned about them.
Or I just can't predict it all.
Yeah.
But I kind of, like, feel like if I were, like, it'd be kind of a fun surprise if something bad happened to Tywin, just because he seems so invincible, and also because, as a character, he seems so cocky.
Mm, yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, there's a fight, I'm just gonna come up and win.
Right, yeah.
I'm here now, everyone.
Yeah.
So, like, I could kind of see Tywin dying in a way similar to how Omar finally dies in The Wire.
Hmm. Wire spoiler.
Well, come on. Really?
Yeah, I know. It's canon by now. Come on. Come
but
on.
Like, just where, like, you have this, like, larger-than-life kind of figure.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, for him to be taken down in a way that's, like, not in a battle. Like, but something happening to Tywin. Littlefinger and Sansa, what's up with that? Also, Littlefinger and the weird sister. Like, I kind of want to see, like, Lady that Liza. Wedding as, like, a fun, like, reality spinoff. Where she's, like, breastfeeding her kid, and he's like, I love your sister.
I would just watch a whole series of just, like, Daenerys doing awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's 99% of all I need on, like, on television.
I like Daenerys so much.
It's just her, like, being, like, A, like, telling men, like, don't ever question me ever again, you stupid piece of shit. Like, and B, like, her, like, what's been really good this season is, like, the way that they've depicted her thinking about things. So, like, it's clear, or it's at least somewhat clear, like, you even noticed it last week where, like, when she's thinking of something, like, the camera, like, goes to her face and she, like, does something where she, like, turns her face and, like, sort of smirks. And it's obvious that, like, she's figured something out, but, like, you don't quite know what. But then when she does whatever she's figured out, then it's just, like, totally awesome.
And, like, one thing that I feel like Daenerys has, like, gotten better and better and better at is, like, she doesn't act without thinking first. Right? So, like, if she does something, like, she's already got it figured out before she's gonna do it.
Right.
Which, like, some of these other men who want the throne so badly should. Like, she, I feel like she, like, knows her enemies. Like, she knows human nature. She's been given the gift of pure empathy. Just kidding. That was from Hannibal. Not so bad.
Yeah, Hannibal's a good show.
Yeah, I wouldn't say good, but
I like it. I think it's good.
But anyway, like, so Daenerys, she just seems, she knows people, and that makes her empathetic towards them. But also, it kind of gives her an edge of, like, figuring out her enemies. So, like, it seems like she knows, like, people are not going to be, like, this, the slave master guy is not going to be onto her because of his, like, arrogance. Right?
Right, yeah.
Like, there's no way he would have, like, thought she, there's a trick, she's going to try to trick me.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
In some ways, she can almost, like, trick him without even having to be all that sneaky. Because it's like, okay, yeah, you just gave her a huge army.
Right.
Like, or even just, like, I thought she was just going to just have the dragon burn him. Or be like, no.
Right.
It's my dragon. But, I have all your soldiers now. What are you going to do?
Right.
Oh, I loved when she just started speaking in his language. And he was like, because the whole time before he'd been calling her, like, a stupid bitch and slut. And
right.
That was awesome.
She totally smacked that bitch up.
One thing that, so I was thinking about before with the Marjorie and the Tyrells in general, like, and it, like, and I don't know if this is because it's part of the fantasy genre, if this is a common thing for that, or just because it's based on, like, book series, or maybe both of those things together. But I like that in this show, seemingly minor characters are introduced and then become a major part of the plot, like, seasons later. So, like, I never would have thought that, like, Marjorie would be an important person.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too, and what's, like, the last two episodes have increased Podrick Payne's importance in the show, which, like,
what's with the weird side plot of him being, like, a really good lover?
Well,
is that going somewhere?
Well, I mean, I think where I'm going with this is, like, that's a way to introduce him to TV viewers as, like, he's not just an extra anymore.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't, like, I was talking to our friend Keith, who came over and watched, who's also read the books. I, like, what's interesting coming from a reader of the books is the way that the TV show introduces things like that, especially early in this, each of the three seasons so far, early in the season, they set things up in a way that I think kind of misleads you into thinking, like, this is going to be an important plot point, but it's actually just, like, set up.
Okay.
So, like, I don't think, like, the Podrick Payne being a good lover thing is actually important to the story overall, other than to, like, get you to be like, oh, Podrick Payne, he's a character. And now I remember him as that guy who's really cool, and now he's going to do something.
Life.
And now he's going to do something later in the show that's, like, makes it so that when, so it's kind of like, I don't think, everything that they do on the show is necessarily going to lead anywhere, like, plot-wise important, but it is important in the sense of, like, getting your attention focused on something, some, like, new character who may have already been lurking in the background. Like, it's the same thing with, like, Theon in the first season, where he was almost, like, an extra.
That's true.
In a way. And, like, although he's been with the show the whole time, like, mm-hmm. he's in the very first episode of the show, but, like, kind of in the backdrop. And it's hard to even remember, like, how characters like Theon even became a part of the show, but it seems like it's a pattern where it's the writer is kind of slowly but surely, like, bringing, like, having a scene or two where they're doing something notable so that you remember them,
mm-hmm.
and then they start, like, doing stuff in the show. So, like, when I'm thinking back to, like, Marjorie, I think maybe last season where she, near the end of the season, she started, like, doing more
stuff.
Yeah,
towards the end you kind of got that.
Yeah.
But at first, when we first met yeah.
Right, when we first met her, it was like, oh, here's this new chick.
Whereas
but obviously
thought, like,
she was going to be important.
Stannis
because
would be a character. Like, right. I guess it's just surprising, like, which ones end up sticking around and becoming more important, and which ones,
mm-hmm.
like, get killed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never have guessed going into this series that Ned Stark would be dead.
Right.
Right. Like, by the end of the first season.
Right.
Because he seemed like such an important piece
mm-hmm.
of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just seemed like such an important character.
And that's how George R.R. Martin turned the fantasy genre upside down, Bridget.
Really?
That's how he changed everything.
What a brave man.
He's just so brave. Yeah. Right. The other thing, the one last change from the books that I appreciate in the series that they didn't do is, like, a lot of the creepy sexual stuff with Daenerys.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they kind of.
There was creepy sexual stuff with Daenerys?
Well, a lot of, like, Daenerys woke up and she was touching herself. Like, I don't know, stuff like that, that's, like, it doesn't really add anything other than, like, or, like, scenes where it'd be, like, Daenerys wore her very beautiful dress that bears one of her breasts. It's like, eh, she doesn't need to do that.
No.
Like, it makes her.
I feel like it's this weird, like, because Daenerys is, like, this really awesome, strong female character, but at the same time, I feel like she, like, not so much in the show, and maybe this is, like, HBO stepping in and being like, let's not do this.
Yeah.
But, like, George R.R. Martin seems like, on the one hand, he's writing some really interesting female characters,
mm-hmm.
but on the other hand, like, they're
really
creepily objectified, like,
mm-hmm.
it, but, like, in a, not just objectified, but in, like, this really weird way.
Yeah. I would say,
seems like he's kind of got some creepy lady
yeah.
stuff happening.
And I would say, like, in the books, like, she's still awesome in the books, but, like, she's definitely not written from as strong of a voice as
mm-hmm.
Tyrion, like, say, Tyrion,
mm-hmm.
who's clearly, like, George R.R. Martin, not to get all, like, we're going to talk only about the books here, but, like, clearly George R.R. Martin enjoys writing for Tyrion the most. Because, like, it's, like, those point of view chapters of Tyrion are always feel like they're the most, like, robustly written or, like, the most,
yeah.
like, the strongest point of view. Whereas Daenerys is, I feel like he still doesn't really totally know what Daenerys is thinking.
Well, that's where the writers, probably, the HBO staff writers.
Yeah. I think that's where it's easier to
plus it's an
do
actor.
On the TV show because
yeah.
you don't have to get inside the mind of the
mm-hmm.
characters.
Yeah.
So, should we talk about Veep?
Yeah, briefly. So this is only episode number 2.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not as funny as the first season.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because it just feels like more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's actually gotten less funny or if it's just like, I've heard these jokes before.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, I liked season 1. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like I didn't really get much out of it other than, like, thinking that some of the dialogue was sort of witty. But, like, I feel like I don't really care about the characters at all. And now I feel like in season two, what was sort of clever last year of, like, insults, like, clever swearing is not as clever.
Hmm.
And I still feel like what's different from this show than the movie In the Loop and the show The Thick of It is the one character who's played by Martin Donovan, I want to say his name is. But the British guy who, like, is really good at swearing at people. Like, I feel like he's the key component to, like, making Armando Iannucci films and TV shows funny. And, like, there isn't really a character like that in Veep. And I feel like Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character is sort of supposed to be that. But, like, she's as good of, like, as funny as she is, like, that's not, like, her talent. So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I feel, like, pretty lukewarm about
this. I feel pretty lukewarm about this season, but I think I liked the first season a lot more than you did. Yeah. I mean, hearing you describe it, like, I guess I would agree that I didn't walk away, like, caring about the characters. Like, it's certainly different kind of watching than, like, for Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Or even, like, other comedies.
Well, yeah,
like, Enlightened or something.
Or, like, I feel like Enlightened is not true. Really a comedy, per se, but I feel like Veep is set up to be a comedy in the same way that, like, Parks and Rec is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Parks and Rec is, it's hard to compare anything to Parks and Rec because that's the best comedy on TV. But,
wow.
Well, I mean, it is. But, like,
more than Louis?
I don't know. Good question. Technically, I voted for Louis over last year.
But I really, really liked the first season. And I remember laughing a lot.
Yeah.
And I haven't laughed yet. And I feel like, I'm, like, trying to laugh.
Yeah, I've noticed you trying to laugh.
A couple times, like, that was kind of silly.
Yeah.
But the first season, like, so I didn't have the same relationship to the characters, but I don't feel like you necessarily need to just have a really enjoyable show. I don't care about any of the characters on Archer. And a lot of that is built around... Really?
I don't know.
But, they're cartoons.
I care about Archer himself. I care about what happens to Lana.
I don't know. I guess I feel like I don't necessarily need that for a comedy.
Okay, for me, it's not like I feel like it's not as successful of a comedy if I don't, like, know as much about the characters. Like, it's not necessarily like it makes it more dramatically satisfying, but I feel like it does make it more comedically satisfying.
But I liked Amy.
Who's Amy?
The blonde one from My Girl.
Oh. Yeah.
And I, like, last season I liked her a lot, and I also liked Buster.
Yeah, but Buster.
And I liked Mike. I don't know. I guess the first season I liked a lot, and I just, like, remember laughing a lot, and, like, really looking forward to watching it, especially after watching a lot of, like, okay, don't get mad at me for this, but a lot of heavy-handed HBO television.
Mm-hmm.
And heavy-handed might not be the right word.
No, I understand.
It's just, like, heavy.
Yeah.
So, like, you watch, like, the shows on HBO, and it's like, okay, I feel a lot of things now. And then I feel like Veep was a really nice, like, dessert before you went to bed.
Well, yeah.
And I guess I'm not getting that out of it this season so far, and I hope it picks up.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is Veep is more of a comedy style show, or like, at least that's the intention, and this season it's not really even delivering.
It's not really doing it
for me.
And I feel like it did that really well the first season, to the point where I wasn't missing other things that maybe it didn't have.
Yeah, so,
like,
see, I would.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, maybe it didn't have, like, as relatable character or other things going for it, but, like, the stuff that it was doing, I felt like it was doing so well that I didn't need the other things. Because I was like, this is just what it is. Like,
yeah. See, and for me, like, I thought, like, the comedy part of it was, like, B+.
Hmm.
Like, there are things that made me laugh, but, like, overall, I don't remember. I remember a few things that made me laugh, like, pretty hard. but nothing that, like, nothing, like, overly memorable, nothing that I would be, like, telling my friends about, check out this scene in Veep, that was just hilarious. Like, there's a lot more stuff
that that to your friends a lot?
No, I don't know. Yeah, but I agree with you, like, this season, I don't know, it just feels like it's almost feels like it's coasting, which is weird for a show that's only had one season of 8 episodes.
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like it's already kind of on autopilot of, like, Jonah's gonna say something kind of douchey, and then, Selena Myers is gonna say something kind of high-strung, and then the douchey guy is gonna be, the other douchey guy is gonna be kind of a boring douche also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's kind of already settled into, like, rhythms that I don't feel like maybe it's earned. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the character played by Tony Hale, I don't remember what his name is in the show, but, like, he's already, like, he's the most consistently funny thing about the show, but it's only because he's, like, the way that he does things in a very, like, Buster from Arrested Development kind of way. Mm-hmm. Of just being kind of a weirdo, but I don't think that makes it, like, a sustainable comedy, per se. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about sustainability either, but I hope I liked the first season enough that I'm going to keep watching this season.
Oh, yeah, I'll still,
we'll try to laugh.
Yeah.
Try to laugh.
Let's try to laugh.
Will
you please watch, no, you don't have to watch Mad Men with me.
Okay, I'll watch it with you.
You don't have to.
No,
you
can watch I'll do
watch
it.
Your
no, it's probably better than Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine.
My standards don't make sense.
But, it's
Maddie only beat Chloe by 1 point last week on Dance Moms People. Mm. It's happening.
See, this is why we watch Friends. Because it's the only thing we can agree on by the
That's
time we're both
true.
Watching TV at, like, 10:30.
Okay, well, at 10:30,
by 10:30, I really don't want to watch Mad Men because I'm tired. So, like, Chris and Jess, here's the deal. We just need to watch Mad Men at a time when we're not tired.
Like, on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So, like, we'll watch it on a Saturday afternoon. When we don't have anything else to do and we're not feeling nappy, which is really, really hard to find times where both of those are happening.
Right. Either where we're not doing errands that we can't. Oh, man, it sucks to be a grown-up. Why are we just finding this out, like, now?
Yeah. This is bullshit,
We've been married for 5 years. We've had, like, real jobs for a while. Well, I don't know. Grad school.
Yeah.
Is that a real job?
We also still need to watch.
Just in the last, like, year, I feel like it's like, oh. I
it's
spend
like
my weekends for running errands, and then I take a nap, and then by Sunday, I don't have time. Like, I don't... Oh, when did we not have time to watch TV?
I know. It's happening.
Can I just say, too, that, like, it's getting later and darker, and what, has it been a week now?
Are you going to talk about the movie The Strangers
A week and
again?
A half. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say that it's now been at least has it been 1 or 2 weeks?
I don't know. You're still scared of The Strangers.
I'm still every single night, as soon as I realize it's, like, past, like, 10 o'clock, I just want to, like, I can't stop, like, looking out the windows and expecting to see, like, a killer in a mask. Like, it's just, that is the only thing I've ever seen, movie or TV show, that I wish I could unsee.
Wow.
I wish I had not seen that movie.
Wow.
That's how much it scared me.
Hmm.
Because I'm, like, an adult grown up, and every single night I'm like, maybe people are going to try to kill us tonight.
Yeah. No strangers.
Well, I know. I don't really think it, but, like, that movie, and I don't know what was so scary about that movie, like, I don't, because I love horror movies, and I particularly love slasher movies, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Speaking of Netflix. I was going to say is that we still need to watch House of Cards.
Is that scary?
No. And then we also need to watch Hemlock Grove, which I hear is a great show. I don't hear that at all, actually.
Is that the one
but
about
But it is
superheroes?
On Netflix. What?
Or?
Vampires? I don't know.
Fairy tale people?
What? What's no, that that's about? Once Upon a Time.
So it's about superheroes?
No. No, it's about vampires. But it's gotten horrible reviews.
Hmm. I don't think I need another show about vampires in my life.
No, I don't really either. But if you are into that kind of thing, Netflix is our sponsor. You can go to bit.ly/blogflix to sign up for a free 2-week trial of Netflix Instant Streaming. After that, it is $7.99 per month.
Well worth it. You can watch things like Cheers.
You can.
After you've watched a scary movie and can't fall asleep.
Right. And Cheers is like the gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. And when you sign up through that link, you are benefiting independent netcasting like this here show. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, should we end this so we can go watch Friends so I can stop being scared?
Yeah. Let's end it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. I'm looking forward to Game of Thrones, the final 6 episodes of the season. And
only 6 left?
Yeah, and did you know that Breaking Bad isn't starting until August?
What? Why?
I don't know. So
they changed it?
Well, I don't know, from July to August. But that means, like, spoiler alert, internet, we're having a baby. So, and he's due in September. Yeah. So that means some of the final season of Breaking Bad is going to overlap with
us having a
our
baby.
New baby. I'm a little concerned. But I'm just saying, AMC, if you want to toss us some episodes before the baby comes, that'd be great. Thanks.
The final episodes?
Yeah. If you want to just send us the DVDs of the final episodes, like, right now, and we have more time to watch it, that'd be great. Thanks. Does that work when you say, that'd be great, thanks? I don't think it does. Usually. Depends on the context.
Depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, I don't think we have the clout to do that.
Not quite yet.
But whatever. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you, Bridget, for being my wife.
Thanks for being my husband.
Yeah,
I love you more than Catelyn loves Ned.
And I love you more than Daenerys loves her dragons.
Aww. Yeah. I hope the baby's a dragon.
I know, me too.
But I don't think it is.
You had sex with the dragon that one time.
That's not how it happens, Mark.
Okay.
Qualler.
All right. Thanks a lot. See ya in 2 weeks.
Yep. Our opinions are valid.
Our opinions are valid.